Our scripture today is found in the book of John, chapter 15. So if you'd like to follow along, you're welcome to do so. It's John, chapter 15, in your pew Bible or your Bible at home. As you're looking for that, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this chance to be in your word together, to read your word, which is given to us as a light unto our path. Lord, we thank you for your glorious love and not letting us alone, not just watching us fumble through life, but giving us love and guidance. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are, and we surrender ourselves to you this day. Also, Lord, I ask for your mercy upon the sermon, that it too might be used for your glory and yours alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. John 15, verse 9 to 17. Hear now God's word. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command. I do not call you servants any longer because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So we know that within the Christian church that love is an extremely important thing. We talk about love all the time, and not even in the Christian church, but just in our culture. Love is such an important part of it. Even the Beatles, you know, sang about love. Anyone want to sing it for us? All you need is love. Do, 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 do. So I was told I shouldn't sing very often, and it's true. I agree. But love, love, love. I was did a wedding once, and the bride, the bride and groom left to "All You Need Is Love." It's a part of our culture. It's a part of who we are. But it's not always done well. Love. We'll come back to love. I'm not leaving it. It's one of the main points about today. In our Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it talks about commandments. Our responsibility to God and what that responsibility looks like. And the commandments are helpful for us list people because we got 10 of them. Now, I'm not going to have you list all 10 of them in order, but if you want to go look for it, I recommend you doing so through the book of Exodus or Professor Google. You know, it'll give it to you. Now, there are two tablets to the ten commandments. You're probably familiar with this. The first tablet deals with our relationship with God. And our second tablet deals with our relationship to everybody else, humanity. I am Lord your God, worship no other gods. And then the other one, thou shalt not kill, you know, murder, commit adultery, you know, those kinds of things, steal. Now, Jesus made it easier for us, or at least pointed out that it's easier, when a teacher of the law came up to him and said, "Which is the greatest commandment?" Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength." Now, that covers the first tablet. The second commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That covers the second tablet. Now, I'm one who likes preciseness, and you know, the shorter things can be, the easier it is to remember. As Christians living in this world, we need to remember these two things, and they overlap. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, you are loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. These two should never be separated, nor can they be through Christ. Now, Jesus' whole ministry, much of his ministry, was about showing love and what that love looks like. And in our lives, what that love looks like is being obedient to God by serving one another. Now, John 15 represents a time in Jesus' life where he knows that his time is short and that his disciples won't have him anymore. So he's teaching these last commandments, these last teachings to them, so that they will be okay looking forward. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I have loved you. Abide, live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Now, we've heard some of these things before. Happiness and joy are different. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is eternal. Joy is not eternal. Happiness, joy is knowing that when God is with us, things will turn out. Maybe not exactly how we imagine them, but God is always there. Now, verse 12 is where we are today. This is my commandment, Jesus says. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, now this is my commandment to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus expresses to his disciples then the depth of that love and what that love looks like. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus says a very great statement here. You are my friends if you do as I command you. Jesus, who is Lord over all, Jesus, who is making a movement that's changing the entire world, Jesus claims us as his friends. And he tells them, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for his friends, knowing that he's going to show what that looks like. That Christ loves us so much that he gave his life for us. And not just like this high idea of love that is unattainable, but a love that we too can live in our own lives by giving our lives to one another also. No longer are we servants, but we are friends. I appoint you then to go and to bear fruit. Now, you love one another as I have loved you. Love is everywhere. It's part of our very culture. It's part of who we are as human beings. But love isn't perfect in our culture. We have a symbol for love in our culture, and it's what we were talking with our kids today. This is a symbol of love in our culture. Valentine's Day. Were you in school or have kids in school and you have Valentine's Day cards and you pass out these, right? Anyone do that? You do that, right? Pass out cards with hearts on it? How many of you eat hearts during Valentine's Day? It says be mine on it or kiss me or hug you. What are those things called? Just hearts, right? Conversation. Are they really? That's a new thing. I didn't know that. Yeah, they taste wonderful, right? I think they taste wonderful. I love those hearts. This is our symbol. And what does this symbol mean within our life, within our culture? What does this symbol mean? I think what this symbol means within our life and our culture is that it means love. It means everything's great. It means I will always be with you as long as it stays like this. It means flowers on the wind. It's just this froofy idea of love. There's not a lot of power to it. It's a great feeling. It's a wonderful feeling, but it only exists lots of times when it feels good. I mean, and it's hard to blame the individual, though we can. But our culture is built upon this idea of love. Woo. Because take our businesses, for example. I love McDonald's. That's not true. I hate McDonald's. No, I'm sorry. I hate McDonald's. But I'm just pretending. It gives me gas. It hurts my belly when I eat it. I'm sorry. But let's say, for example, I love McDonald's. I'm just pretending. Sorry. Until they get my order wrong. And then I'm going to Burger King. Until they get my order wrong. And then I'm going somewhere else until they get my order wrong. And a lot of people, let's face it, in our churches, it's a similar thing. I love this church until something goes wrong. And then I got to go somewhere else. And I'll love there until something happens that I don't like, and then I'll go somewhere else. So what does love look like? True love, as Jesus gave to us. When Jesus says, the greatest show of love is when we give our life for our friends. It's not this. It is this. It's strength. It's perseverance. It's this constant motion of this beating. And sometimes in our life, in the midst of our love, our heart beats like this. Fast and hard, but not always when we're excited or when we're happy, but our heart beats like this when we're angry and we're frustrated and our passion starts to show and to well up. Imagine Jesus' love for a moment when shown in the gospel lessons, when Jesus had his love for the temple and for Jerusalem, and Jesus found the temple, the money changers who were cheating everyone. What Christ did by overturning the tables was an act of love, because what was being done was in just justice. It wasn't this froofy love where Jesus would just then ignore what was going on and turn around and go away, going to the next temple in the next town. But this was his Father's house, and his love spurred him on to do something about it. And sometimes our heart beats like this because our love gives us peace, because Christ's love helps us to know that it's all okay, because no matter what assails us, we can live in a state of calm because we know that Christ is always with us. I pray that in our church we don't live this, but that we live this, a love through Jesus Christ that spurs us to give our lives for one another and for Christ. A love that helps us to show that we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, and that we do love our neighbors as ourselves. And as Jesus commands us, that we love one another as Christ has loved us. That's a love that abides, a love that stays, a love that doesn't go away when things get hard, gets hard or difficult, but a love that is constantly there. And that love we can only live through our obedience in Christ. And close with this benediction today from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And go in peace.